You see a football team that is likely or probably playing better than what their record shows. And, you know, they've got the games they've won and beat three good football teams. And they've lost some close games in their other, you know, contests. And, you know, they're made the switch to the young quarterback. And Trubisky's done a good job of taking care of the football. They continue to build the offense around him and his skills. And really, you know, he's, I said, taking care of the football. You know, they have a strong running game, we know. And we have to really you know, be spot on in our things defensively. And if you flip it around, conversely, the other side, they're very explosive, physical up front in their front group. And, you know, they do a great job of limiting you in the running game. And they're going to challenge you on the outside. And then with their young guy, Cohen, I believe, is, you know, one of the young electrifying returners now in the NFL. So in special teams, you know, he's a guy we have to account for. So, you know, they get your attention when you turn on the tape.
Concerned with the depth on the back end linebacker secondary, I mean, both for defensive purposes, even special teams?
Yeah, we're going to have guys, you know, step up and play. That's part of it, and that's why the rosters are built with 53 players, and we're going to have guys, you know, step up and get opportunity, and, you know, it's part of a life within the NFL.
It seemed particularly brutal in that way, though. I mean, to have two corners come out hurt, to have some linebackers, and obviously we'll have to wait on George, but that's a lot of snaps and experience that you might not be with, or at least have to manage here at the end of the week.
Yeah, I don't think the Bears are going to give us any qualifiers for that, so.
Do you feel like the Steelers-Bengals games, the next week, you tend to have more players down than normal, just the kind of physical nature over the last few years?
Again, I can't, you know, I don't, I didn't go back and research that, but maybe you already have.
Maybe something to research. Doesn't help if it's a short week, Monday
night. No, it doesn't, but we'll be ready to go.
Would any of the players that did have injuries in this game have to go on IR this week?
I don't know that.
I guess regarding George and his potential suspension, is there concern about how the NFL is, I guess, deciding who gets suspended and for how long? It seems like there's kind of no rhyme or reason as to why certain players.
Why don't you come up here and sit and say that? Seriously, you go ahead. Go ahead. They can't suspend you or fine you. That was brought to George's defense, very appropriately, I think, because there was a reference made that I thought was an overstate in certain things. So, you know, there were some plays that were happening last season. They were brought to the attention after the season to both the membership competition committee prior to that and so forth. And these weren't these weren't those kind of plays that happened within the scope of football. And, you know, we've done a lot of changes, revisions and so forth and how the game is taught. And yet this is still going to be at the end of the day football. And because it occurs on Sunday afternoon or Monday night or Sunday night, I don't think it can be looked at any differently.
Do you think if this had been a Sunday afternoon game versus?
I don't know that because I don't make that determination, but some of that has been brought up.
Are you surprised that George was suspended for that hit?
Again, I'm not going to. This is over, but I guess I can answer. Yeah, I was surprised. So.
For what it's worth, the suspension's been overturned.
Look at this breaking news. Gee, I told y'all could come up here and do this. See?
I mean, would it be, is it possible, even all the rule changes and everything, do you think it's possible to eliminate all hits? I mean, it's almost impossible in this game, isn't it?
Anything else?
there has been a national conversation just about this rivalry, and a lot of people watch that game Monday, the unnecessary roughness, the taunting and all that, and think maybe this has gone too far in this rivalry. What do you think about that?
Well, we don't want any of that stuff. I don't think either side wants to have any of that. The unnecessary roughing that occurred early in the game, we don't want to have a player hit with an illegal hit and then stood over. So I don't think anybody wants that with Coach Tomlin or myself or any of the clubs. So we understand that. And I think both of us, you know, made that clear to the players. And so that's not the look that we want in the National Football League.
From an enforcement standpoint, why weren't both penalties enforced, the hit and the taunt?
Because they said that the taunt came within the scope of the play, that the ball carrier was not tackled yet. That was the explanation. Which generally those things happen after the fact, but in this case it was not. So,
what about with the new rule too? If you have two violations and infractions,
well, that's not a unnecessary roughness. They're separate categories.
Darren said he has. Have you stayed in contact? Have you talked to Mike Nugent at all since he left?
I just had, you know, a few text conversations with Mike, you know, but not as many probably likely as Darren.
Would you like to see him back?
I'll be glad to see him kick off for the second half one time. That's what I'll be happy for. One chance to kick off in the second half. That's what I'd like to see Mike for. Mike and Emily they're fine people. You know, they're blessed with a young family now, and it's great. He did a great job here for us. I'm anxious and glad for him that he's gotten another couple opportunities this year. And, you know, but then I'd like for him to have one opportunity to kick in Paul Brown Stadium for the second half kickoff.
I mean, go back to your secondary. I mean, if Dre and Adam can't go, I mean, to have Darquez and William there for you, I mean, there's a reason they were first-round picks. But, again, William, I know there was the plan on the sideline, but played well, generally speaking. I mean,
you have a qualifier.
Yeah, those guys have been good for you, though, this year in coverage.
I think Darquez has had an outstanding season for us. And he's played through some bumps and bruises, continues to answer the bell. And William is a young guy, as you all see now, still learning. You see why these guys sometimes stand beside me? Because they're still learning. And, you know, that's the part of the National Football League. Some guys, you know, as talented as they can be, it takes a little longer to get the whole grasp and scope of everything. And great kids, good kids, going to be a great pro, likely be an all-pro for a long time. But he's still grasping it. And unfortunately, when you're living on the edge of the wire, those things kill you.
Kind of got a little bit of Denard there on Monday. A tough guy, terrific against the run, gets hurt, comes back. I mean, you know, what's he done for you?
Well, he is. He's been, you know, he's everything we expected. And again, just unfortunately, like William, like Dre, sometimes John Ross, these guys, because everybody's looking for them to be out there right away as a number one pick, and they got to fight through some injuries that Darquez had to do as a young player. But he stayed. Believed in himself and stayed true to it, and you know, obviously the club has believed in him, and you know, and everybody's reaping the benefit of it now.
Speaking about tough guys, Giovanni Bernard, when you think about the knee injury last year and the way he looked Monday night, it's almost astounding to think what he's done rehabbing confidence.
He has. He's you know, it's just been you know, what a the ultimate pro. We know the character of the kid and the heart the kid has, and but you know, obviously he's just been a stalwart here.
You mentioned John Ross with the injury situation. Good chance he's active. Is he progressed enough to where he can be a part of the game plan?
I think John will have an opportunity. It might be in this cornerback, but.
Can you
he's done it. He's played it. Yeah. That's the first video I ever saw of John Ross was playing cornerback. So, yeah, this is a good opportunity possibly for John to be suited up this week. See, we broke news again in here today. Wow. Man, it's like Christmas. It's not going to write your story for you, Butch.
John Ross or Butch, right?